city and upon the council as we use wisdom to make our decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1.4 on our agenda is roll call. I'll note for the record that all council members are present. And so I'll move to item 1.5, which is citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to, everybody's looking at Bob Carlson. And Bob, you wanna say anything tonight, Bob, or are you good? You're good, okay. So then we'll move to the approval of our agenda, item 2.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 3, which is our consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So now we'll move to the business of the council tonight. In our current business, item 4.1 is an ordinance to repeal OMC Chapter 5.4. With us tonight, we have our police chief, Bill Shank.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This is a simple one. A few years ago, when I came here, we brought forward a proposed ordinance for a crime-free rental housing program. At this point, we feel it's done its good. It's done what we meant it to do, and now we're asking to repeal it.
Questions, Council?
So, did the program actually work?
Yes.
Okay, so why do you want to repeal it if the program it works?
It's served its purpose. And, you know, I think that the longer we run it, the more risk there is that we do something wrong with it.
So if we repeal it, is it still, the services are still available, right?
We're still gonna be able to provide a lot of the services that we've been doing to the landlords and the tenants within our community. I don't see much of that changing. We could still offer landlord trainings. We would definitely continue providing public disclosure requests or answers to public disclosure requests as they're asked. So I think that most of the good that we've done with it, we'll be able to continue doing without the ordinance in place.
Okay, so is there any other questions, Council? With that, I'd entertain a motion to repeal OMC Chapter 5.40.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Chief, you're on for item 4.2 as well, the interlocal agreement between the city and Othello Ambulance Dispatch Services.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As you know, Council, we provide dispatching services for the hospital. We have that integrated into our radio system. We use a radio that's actually owned by the fire district or the county. I believe that at this point, the hospital is actually looking to purchase their own, which would be a seamless interface. We're currently 8 months in without a contract. This actually reestablishes the contract that we've had for years. In fact, it's a four-year contract. The first year would be this year being no cost, but the future 3 years would be 3% increases per year. Legal has had a chance to review it and recommended some pretty significant changes to it.
Okay, and with that, I'll introduce tonight the lawyer for the city, Roger Reed. You concur?
Yes, yeah. Kelly's gone over that with the chief and we're
good.
Okay.
Okay, good. Council, entertain a motion to approve this interlocal agreement.
Make the motion.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
So now we'll move to item 4.3, which is the approval of an Island Beam Service contract agreement. And tonight, we have with us our IT Director, Abner Garza. Abner?
Hello, Council. I come before you because of actually an article that I read this weekend of Moses Lake School District. I don't know if you guys read it, but it was on iFiber. They had a ransomware attack, and they lost a lot of data because they didn't have what they call an air gap solution. And our goal was to get an air gap solution with our backup. But what I didn't realize is that, of course, they're going to probably need a three-year contract. So what I come before you for is we have this year covered in our budget for Island, which is a Veeam partner. And what I'm asking for is basically the contract amount for the next 2 years. So it's 36-month agreement. The Office 365 cloud backup is going to be for disaster recovery as well, $2,600 a year. And the Cloud Connect for our on-prem servers, which is on-premise, is going to be $4,200 a year. Yeah, any questions?
Yeah, they're still having a lot of problems with that over in Moses Lake. We had a bus convention thing over there, and they had lost all their information that they had from the year before for all the bus technicians and stuff like that. And they were scrambling. It was pretty tough for them over there.
Yeah, it's something that's hitting, you know, school districts, cities, and counties, and there's actually a kind of a tally going on, you know, and it looks like they're targeting smaller cities that don't have the money to pay for this kind of stuff, obviously. So and I think it's important for us.
I'm sorry. They're still not done with it. They're still having problems with it.
Yeah. And so what this is going to provide is actually a, you know, if this was ever to happen to us, we're able to recover, you know, our backups, because what they do is they encrypt all backups. If a ransomware was to attack us, they encrypt all files, all backups. And what Island is providing is a basically air gap solution, which is disconnected from any of our network or their network as well. And so they do that for basically a 7-day period, and it kind of overwrites itself. So we have 7 days back of archival data.
How quickly until we're covered?
We have to implement Veeam first, so that's our first step. My guess is within a month we will be covered.
Is there any budget? There's no budget impact, right?
Just moving forward, not any budget impact right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
This year it's already covered with existing budget, but then for the next 2 years,
They had a contract, and Roger, had you had a chance to review?
Yes, okay. Looks okay.
All right.
Thank you. Do we have any backup now?
We do have a backup.
Are we paying for that?
Yes.
So are we going to drop them to take them?
Yes, we're going to Veeam. So we're changing companies from currently we have Altero. We're going to Veeam, a Veeam backup. It's basically just different software. And then we're going to get an off-site backup, which is Island. And they're also doing a disaster recovery, so.
And so there's no problem getting out of the other contract that we already have?
No, we're not in a contract.
So are we not, we're not paying them?
Yeah, but our yearly subscription will end at the end of this year.
Okay, that's why it's.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Roger, you had something?
Yeah, I think it'd be good if you explained to him that this contract is part of the DES program. Maybe tell them that, because that shows this isn't a contract we just negotiated.
Yeah, so when I looked on DES, Department of Enterprise Services, they recommend NASPO contract, and that's what this is through, actually. So we're using the NASPO contract as a contract vehicle to purchase this through CDWG. And NASPO is basically a contract vehicle that they've already bidded out and used.
So to add to that, the state accepts this as having gone to bid. So because they've been pre-qualified, Their pricing, everything has been gone through. So, yeah, they're an authorized contractor through the state.
Authorized vendor, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like what, you know, when you buy vehicles, we say we're buying them under the state bid. This is the same thing. Okay. I'd entertain a motion then, if there's no more questions, to approve this Island Beam service agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Havner. So then that moves us to item 4.4, which is the council budget committees. And we've now had an opportunity, a couple weeks, to take a look at that schedule that Spencer had handed out. And so Spencer, I'll let you set up then these budget meetings for the council tonight.
Yeah, this is just a continuation of the discussion we started at our last meeting. Hopefully you've had a chance to look over some of the, or the preliminary budget schedule as it's laid out right now. If over the last couple of weeks you've had a chance to look over this and you want to make some changes, the point of tonight's meeting is to make those changes. Or if you want to keep things how they are, if you're satisfied. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to see out that far. Most of the schedule goes into October, and if you want to keep it as is for now, we can do that with the anticipation that we're going to make little tweaks as the meetings get closer. We can do whatever you want. So now the time is yours. Does the schedule work for you as attendees?
I am out of town the 25th and 26th.
Okay. The 25th. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
So we can take you off of that one. Is there someone else that we can put on this? So it's just, that's the only meeting. You, that's the only meeting.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay. I can put you up there.
Thank you, John. Does anybody else have a conflict with any of those dates and times?
And we can always make adjustments as we get there.
Yeah. You know, if we need to. I know different times things came up last minute and council members haven't been able to attend that, but pretty much everybody goes to the once we've compiled all these, after we've had these individual budget reviews with our department heads, then when we get together to review the entire budget, pretty much everybody's been here for all of those, so.
We have one meeting that's a later meeting. Can't remember the day of the week, but that is, it's on the finger. That's Thursday.
Later evening of Thursday, that's just a Monday.
And then you would anticipate we would all get together sometime later then in October, is that correct? For that general budget session, or will that be in November?
You know, we haven't talked a whole lot about that. Let's bring this up. So all of these meetings are going to be the last week of September and the first 2 weeks of October. We could bring it all together in a budget retreat meeting, maybe the last week of October. Generally, we do it the first November meeting, but either one of those two.
Okay.
Bring everything together. We'll have discussions about what we can and can't do, priorities. We want to do all 10 projects, but we only have the money to fund 7 of them, so we can talk about priorities. And then at the second and third November meetings, that's where we'll start going through the budget and say yay, nay, and we'll start going through it like that. Then in December, the first meeting will pass it.
Okay.
So very I'll make the change, take Maria off, and
add John.
Add John to that first meeting.
Yes, thank you, Spencer. Okay. Now we'll move to item 4.5, which is the public hearing to review development agreement between City of Othello and Columbia Basin Health. And we have with us Ann Henning, our Community Development Director. Before we start the public hearing at 6:45 p.m., we have several council members who are going to recuse themselves. So Maria? She's going to read, okay. Roger, do they need to leave the room, or can they stay and sit in the audience?
And since it's a public hearing, they can sit in the audience.
Okay, all right. So you can stay in the audience. Okay, we have, for the record, Maria Quesada is recusing herself, and Councilman Mark Snyder. Maria, for she's on the Columbia Basin Health Board, and Mark Snyder, while it's sort of remote, that he might benefit with this going forward, he's decided to recuse himself just to for the appearance of any, just for appearance's sake. So with that, we'll move forward with our presentation. And Ann, do you want to
thank you, Mayor,
present to the council?
So as you no doubt remember, the CBHA project has been going on for quite some time. They started their plat in 2015. At that point, there was an agreement having to do with constructing the streets. When they finished the clinic in fall of 2017, they weren't able to finish Columbia Street at that time. So there was a temporary certificate of occupancy that was issued, addressing that those improvements still needed to be done. Moving on, so CBHA has been working on development agreement that would address so that they would be able to get their full certificate of occupancy, as well as, so the new one covers the full certificate of occupancy, that they would build the street, this is Columbia Street, this up to their driveway this fall, weather permitting, and if they're able to get their contractor, and if not, then as soon as possible next year. That the inspection charges for infrastructure would be based on the cost of the work rather than an hourly fee where you'd be tracking every hour and the inspector is out there. The city would agree to pay for some of the street and utility oversizing that was required, and that the city agrees to consider a latecomer agreement for the things that are being constructed at this time. So in my agenda memo, it talks about an Exhibit B that would be finalized. And so we're actually going to move forward without an Exhibit B. We're not going to have the cost worksheet as part of the agreement. So we've been, staff is working with CBHA, the attorney, CBHA's attorney, for quite some time. And the Water Sewer Streets Committee met about this issue last week on the 22nd. And recommended that the agreement move forward and that the city contribution to the project would be $85,000. So that is the way the agreement was written. Just before the meeting, I posted one more update to the agreement. So if you'd looked at that previously, the only change would be on page 3. Roman numeral 2 at the top, and just to put in the dollar amount that the where it wasn't there before. A little bit more down. Next page. There we go. Yeah, so
there you go.
Which is also in a paragraph just above it, but that was a request of CBHA to add that. Like I said, it's been a very long process. We are happy to see it almost wrapped up. So I would answer any questions.
Thank you, Ann. Council? Okay. With that, I'll open the public testimony, segmented in three parts. First is those who want to speak in support, those who want to speak that are neutral to the proposal, and those who are in opposition to this developer's agreement with the city. Anyone here wants to speak in support of this developer's agreement? Yes, We have with us Doug Thompson from Columbia Basin Health. Please state your name and address for the record, Doug, and you can address the council with regard to this.
Okay, Doug Thompson. I'm the projects manager and facilities manager for CBHA. And my address is 868 South Metal Ark Lane. So a lot of what I would say is just reiterating what Ann put out there. Of course, we've been working on this since 2015. This will replace in total, you know, in its entirety, about three or four other documents, all of which describe the same scope of work, but could never get to a dollar agreement or could never get to a percentage to the proportional share. Just kind of vague language that we would all participate in a proportional share. So, you know, we've gotten to the point where this is the hard part and we've gotten there. This will result in a certificate of occupancy for us in 2019, which is important to us going forward. You know, we've been waiting on that for almost 2 years now. And then it also provides for both parties that all the agreements are in a flat rate payment. So we've agreed to pay 2.5% of the overall construction cost as a fees for inspection. So we don't have to do detailed tracking of every single inspection that takes place. And then the $85,000 flat rate payment means we don't have to track whether that backhoe bucket was charged to the city or charged to the clinic system. So should make life a lot more clear and understandable. It also, you know, means that there's less chance of fights going forward in arguments over whether the accounting was clear on this or was the invoice worded properly to show who's responsible for things. It should make things much less contentious going forward. And then also we do appreciate that the city will agree to support us in a latecomers agreement. That's it.
Council, do you have any questions of Doug?
No, we're good.
Okay, I think we all pretty much know what's going on. Thank you, Doug. Is there anyone else here who would like to speak in support? Is there anyone here who is neutral to the proposal and would like to speak? Is there anyone here who is in opposition of this proposal and would like to speak? Okay, hearing none. I'm going to close the public testimony portion. Is there any additional information, Council, you need before we make a decision tonight? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution accepting the developer's agreement with CBHA.
I make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. For the record, I will ask Councilman Snyder and Councilwoman Quesada to rejoin us at the dais. I want to thank Doug Thompson and Columbia Basin Health for your patience throughout all of this process, but tonight it looks like we have resolution. So hopefully you can go back to your administration and board and report to them what's happened. Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll move to item 4.6, which is an executive session regarding personnel. And I would ask, we'll go into that executive session at 6:55 p.m. I think we need approximately 10 minutes. And so I've asked the staff to prepare council chambers for executive session. At 7:11 p.m. And I'll move to item 5, which is our unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council tonight? No? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item 6, new business. 6.1, should we cancel the September 3, 2019 council meeting in Tanya? Which is next Tuesday night's agenda.
Yeah. So I have nothing to actually have agenda
cancel?
Cancel.
Okay, do we need a motion? Okay.
I'll make a motion to cancel the September 3rd meeting.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll then move to item.
Sean?
Yes.
Can we look at the front door out here, very front door? That thing's starting to look really tattered. Can we look into that about maybe, I don't know if it needs to be restained or, but I noticed it walking in this evening. Especially down there where they kick it with the foot and stuff like that on the outside, you know, so. Thank you.
Yes, we can look into doing that. Item seven is the council will also receive 7.1 Planning Commission minutes and 7.2 department head reports. With regard to the Planning Commission minutes or Planning Commission, tomorrow night, Ann is reconvening the Planning Commission to, in fact, would you just give the council a quick report on that? Thank you, Ann.
Sure. So when we had the study session a few weeks ago, there were some items that the council asked the Planning Commission to look into some more. And so they started that at their regular meeting, which was last week, and we didn't get through everything. And so then they decided they would have a special meeting so that they could hopefully get through the rest of it so we can get to scheduling another study session and getting their full recommendation to you. So they were very interested in moving this forward quickly. They didn't want to wait until because they only meet once a month, so they didn't want to wait till then, so.
So has HHO been notified? Is he going to attend this new meeting, or? It's stated that he wants to rezone some of the property in the.
So the Planning Commission already discussed that last week.
Yes.
And so I guess that they did add some conditions to that. Their recommendation will include some conditions, but they did discuss and were in favor of the proposed zone change that was being asked for.
Okay.
But I can certainly let him know.
And then also on your reports on that table that you have, the phase one building permits issued, but it should say right underneath that phase two CEPA for the new processing building remodeling. So it's not a phase, it's not still part of phase one, it's phase two. And the comment period ended on the 23rd.
That was probably
that table. I can't get it to balance out.
Next one down, I believe.
Keep going.
Yep. It should have been phase two. You're right.
So I got my updated zoning packet today. For the minutes for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
I don't know if I'll be able to get there though.
Okay.
I'll redo those out tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, Ann, thank you. And then again, 7.2 is the department head reports. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:16 p.m.